Well, it's another summer clan chat all the way from Finland. Juho Rautanen joining me, Murph in Ireland. And Juho, you and I were just chatting off camera a little bit. We were thinking back to 2016 to 2018. You were playing for Jokerit in the KHL, and we were talking about the owner of the Glasgow Clan, Mickey O'Rourke, owns Premier Sports, and I used to do the KHL on Premier Sports, so I've probably called 10 to 12 games featuring you in your younger career back in 2016 to 18. So it's funny how the hockey world always comes full circle. Talk about that time in the KHL and playing for Jokerit as a younger defenseman.
Oh yeah, of course it was a big thing for a young kid to play the first pro games in KHL. So it was a huge step from junior hockey, of course. It was really, I learned a lot from those years because of course it was back at that time. It was one of the best leagues in the world for sure. So it was fun to follow how like real pros do their things, and you get to see different countries and different cities, and it was really, really nice time. I really enjoyed my years there.
You've got a fantastic sort of, when you look back at the levels you've played at. I really wanted to touch on the World Junior Championship because you've represented Finland at the World Juniors under 20s. I mean, that is a level of hockey for me growing up in Canada. You watch the World Juniors every Christmas, and it's such an important part of junior hockey. Do you think back to those days as representing Finland at the World Juniors as a real launching off point in your career?
Yeah, for sure it was. It was a big thing that time. I really wanted to make it to the team and did my best to get there. And it was definitely one of the best experiences during my career so far. No matter we didn't do so good, we had to play the relegation games, but it was good. We still stayed in the first division, or how you call it, but all in all, it was a great experience.
Were there any players in that tournament that you remember thinking, oh my god, this guy's coming down on me, I'm backing up on defense, and this is like the Canadians, the Swedes, you know, the Americans? Were there any top players from that year that you were really like, wow, this is incredible?
Yeah, there was a couple of guys I remember from Canadian team. It was Matt Barzal. He really impressed everybody with his skating. Like, he's definitely one of the best skaters in the NHL at the moment, so he was one. And then there was a young Rasmus Dahlin in Sweden team, so you could see from him at that time already that guy is going to be a superstar.
Yeah, because again, you talk about the small world. Rasmus Dahlin, when he was playing in the SHL, he was just a teenager. And I remember, again, we used to do the SHL on Premier Sports, and I remember thinking this might be one of the best 16-year-olds I've ever seen play at any level in any league. So Rasmus Dahlin was the real deal. 331 games in the Finnish league. I mean, you're only 29 years old, Juho, and you've already logged that many games in the Finnish Liga. Talk about the Finnish Liga as well, because that is one of the top leagues in the world, especially defensively.
Oh yeah, it's a great league. I feel like us Finnish people, we don't value it so high. Maybe that's a problem in Finnish culture also. We like to be a little down and not so proud of our thing, but I think that's a great league, really high tempo, and really, really good players there. And defensively, it's a good league, and very, very like lots of tactics and tight structures. So, all in all, I think it's really good league we have here in Finland.
Oh, I think it's one of the funnest leagues to watch, because it doesn't get the credit it deserves for being physical as well. Every hit is finished, every check is finished in the Finnish Liga. And I mean, for you to play that many games and not even be 30 years old is quite impressive. Were you watching the IIHF World Championships? Because obviously there was a celebration for your countrymen at the end of the 2026 World Championships.
Oh yeah, of course I did. I watched every game. like every Finnish person should. And yeah, it was great that they ended up winning gold and having a celebration they deserved.
Did you watch the Great Britain game against Finland and think, well, Robert Lakovic is going to be a teammate of mine? So that would have been a nice little parallel as Finland played Great Britain.
Oh yeah, to be honest, that was the only game I didn't watch so clearly. I had something else to do, but yeah, I watched Great Britain's roster, and I saw that there will be some teammate of mine next year. So it was really interesting to see their roster too.
I guess it's tougher to watch the NHL. The Stanley Cup final, as we speak now, is in full swing, but of course it's in the middle of the night for me in Dublin, and it's even later for you in Finland. Have you been paying attention at all to the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yeah, I have a tradition. I always, when I wake up next morning, I always go straight to my sofa and open up the TV and don't watch the score, and I watch the highlights of the game. So that's something I've been doing since I was a young kid. So I still keep doing it, and it's been fun to follow those games too.
Yeah, I mean, the Stanley Cup was always so much fun in Vegas and Carolina. I believe Vegas leads the series 2-1 as we record this. Last season, you were in France. So, again, another lovely place to see Grenoble. Talk about the Ligue Magnus as well, because you had a great season last year. You were a plus 21 last year in your first season in France. Was it a league that you kind of thought I'd like to travel and see the world a little bit? Or was it one of those another step on the hockey journey?
Oh yeah, it was when I started looking the options for that year. I was thinking that now it's a good point to see something else than Finland, and I really wanted to go outside. And yeah, then I ended up in France, and yeah, all in all, it was a great experience. There are some really good teams in that league too, and it was, of course, I stayed in southern France, so the weather is perfect all year around, and I really enjoyed the mountains and all. Also, it was a good experience.
Well, unfortunately, the weather won't be as good in Glasgow in, say, January, February, but I'm sure you've done some research there. What did you know about the Elite Ice Hockey League, and what did you know about Glasgow when you started the discussions? I mean, your agent would have been involved as well. When Zach Vanell and the management team from Glasgow reach out, was it something that you were instantly interested in, or did you know a little bit about the Elite Ice Hockey League?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know much. Right away, when my agent reached me and said that Glasgow might be an option, I started doing research, of course, and reached out Teppo and Sami Aittakalli also, and they both said that they really enjoyed their year there, and it's great club, great organization, everything is taken care of perfectly, and that was one big thing for me and my family, that right from the beginning they said they will take care of families and all that, because we're getting a first kid in November. So that was really big thing for the team next year, that they're also interested how the family is doing and taking care of them.
Yeah, Zach Vanell and I spoke a lot about you and the fact that there is a baby on the way. And certainly last year, one of our players, Hugo Waugh, had a baby in Glasgow. The year before, Landon Beau had his second baby, and that happened in Glasgow. So there is definitely a precedent there that we will take care of you and your family and make sure that everything is okay. It's lovely that you reached out to Macaulay Teppo. I was talking to you off camera before we recorded there about how I thought he might be one of the most interesting people I've ever met in ice hockey. Just a really, really cool guy is Macaulay Teppo. So just talk about that conversation with Teppo, and of course Rasmus Tyrönen as well, you reached out to.
Oh yeah, first thing was when I heard about this Glasgow thing, I did some research and found Teppo's number, and I texted him, and yeah, and right from the start he was really excited, and he was like, yeah, I really want another Finn in the team for sure. And yeah, like I said, he told great things about the place, and And I didn't know him at all before. Of course, I know him by playing against him a couple of years, but yeah, he seems to be a really nice guy, and I'm really looking forward to meeting him and spending some time in Glasgow together.
Well, you're going to have to buy some nice suits and get some nice shoes because I think that Macaulay Tepo is not just the best dressed man on the Glasgow Clan. I think he's the best dressed man in the entire EIHL. So you'll have to up the suit game there. Can I ask you why you chose number 77? Is that a nod to any player in your past or someone you admired growing up? But you're going to wear 77 in Glasgow.
Oh yeah, it was I wanted to try something new. I've been number 7 and number 56 before during my career, and number 7 is really something I wanted to have, but it was reserved, so it was an easy choice to add another 7, and then I ended up picking up number 77.
Yeah, because I'm showing my age a little bit, but growing up on the East Coast of Canada, we got to watch a lot of Boston Bruins games. And of course, Ray Bourque, one of the top defensemen in the history of the world, wore 77. Paul Coffey, one of the best offensive defensemen of all times, wore 77 as well. So I thought when I saw that you were going to wear 77, I thought that was a good omen because you have those great offensive skills as well. So you know a couple of the Finns on the team. That's interesting. Do you know any of the other players? Because there's again, the hockey community is such a small place. The likes of Devin Sidorov and the captain and Steven Saigo. Steven Saigo's played in the Finnish Liga as well. Was there anyone else on the roster that you were able to kind of communicate with?
No, I didn't reach out to anybody else, but of course Steven Saigo is a name I recognized right away because I remember him playing in Finland, I think 2 3 years, something like that. And I've always been really interested following different leagues around the world, so that was the name that popped out right away when I saw the team roster.
Yeah, you'll enjoy Steven Saigo as well. A quiet leader, a classy defenseman in all aspects. Talk about Glasgow, though. We joke about the weather, but did you, when you're on researching it, obviously, are you a golfer? I ask a lot of the new guys to the team because Scotland is the land of the best golf courses in the world. What are you looking forward to about Glasgow that doesn't include hockey?
Well, I've never played a round of golf in my life so far, but now when this to be said, I think I have to start it soon, so I can spend some time with the guys around outside the rink too. But for me, my summer hobby is tennis. I really like to play that and enjoy that. So maybe it's time to play some golf later.
I just watched the Rafa Nadal documentary about all the triumphs at Roland Garros and all that. Was there a particular tennis player that you admired growing up, or was it just a sport that you enjoyed?
It was just a sport I enjoyed playing. I never had any like coaching or anything. I just learned from playing. I've been playing that for, I don't know, 10 to 15 years during the summers, not taking it too seriously, just having a nice social event with the friends, and yeah, it's just been a nice hobby to have.
Well, if you do like watching your tennis, I suggest that you on Netflix check out the Rafa Nadal documentary. Fantastic insight to Rafa and some of the greats of that time. What else do you enjoy doing away from the rink? Like, obviously, are you back in the gym now? Are you doing summer skates yet? Are you on the ice? How does the off season work as far as hockey for Juho Rautanen?
Oh yeah, of course. When I got back to Finland, I had 2 weeks off. I didn't really think about hockey or working out or anything. And then now it's been, I think, 3 weeks when I started my summer practice. And I have a coach I'm working with. I know him from I worked with him last summer too. So that's been good. I go to skate sometimes, maybe once in 2 weeks, not too often, just to play with the friends. So it's more about off ice thing. Of course, then I like to spend some time with the family and friends now when I'm in Helsinki, and just some basic stuff, and one holiday trip to Santorini coming up also in July. So It's gonna be a good summer.
Well, I've been to Santorini. You're in for a treasure there. Have you been to Santorini before?
No, I visited Greece a couple times, but not Santorini.
Oh, you're in for a fantastic, especially, I mean, it's lovely that you're expecting your first child. Your family are expecting that baby in November. So these are the moments where you're doing your last holidays without a baby. So it'll be a different kind of holiday this time next year. I mean, that sounds lovely. I mean, I joke about the weather again. I say that about Glasgow, but it sounds like you're going to get some sun there and store up the vitamin D before you head to Glasgow. What's the plan? Are you looking forward to getting to Glasgow early, or have you booked your travel plans yet?
We haven't booked anything yet, but we were just talking that we could arrive early enough to have a week or two to explore the city and get used to a new place again. So then it's easier to start the season.
Have you looked at any of the highlights from last year and seen the noise and the fans in the stands at Braehead Arena, your new home arena? Have you had a look at how passionate and loud that building is on a home game?
Oh yeah, I did. I definitely did. I watched some highlights from last year, and it looked great. I like the atmosphere also in France, but what I've heard, it's even better there, and especially in Glasgow. So I'm really looking forward to play in front of those fans.
Yeah, it is a fun building to be in, and the building's all painted purple. It really does feel like a home building. So I think you will enjoy that. And it's certainly nice that you already know or reached out to Macaulay Tepo and reached out to Rasmus Teräinen. So you'll have a few people that you could speak Finnish with as well. But it's interesting you were looking at number seven because Robert Laković, as I said, played for Great Britain at the IIHF World Championships. He's the type of guy that was so mellow. If you probably had reached out to him and asked for seven, he might have given it to you. He's a really good teammate. Another guy that loves his golf, so I'm sure he'll take you under the wing like that. Is there anything else you're really looking forward to? Because a lot of people know the Belfast Giants because of the Friendship Four and some of the things they do, but have you looked around the league at the other teams and the other arenas? Is there anything that has really piqued your interest about coming to the EIHL?
Oh yeah. All in all, I like the league. When I did some research, it's lots of North Americans, and I really like that their style of playing hockey. Their physical and go really like straightforward style to play. That's something I want to play also. And yeah, of course, I watched some other teams and their rinks, and it seems to be a really good place to be for sure.
Oh, it's a great league. And the league is every year on year, players like yourself come to the league and make it better. You touched on how you wanted to play there, but for any of the Glasgow Clan fans that haven't looked up your highlights or looked up anything on YouTube for you yet, tell them what kind of player Juho Rautanen is.
I would say I'm a all-around D-man. When I was younger, it was more about the defensive game. Of course, that's my biggest thing still. But now, especially last year, I wanted to have some bigger role in offense too, and I started to join the rushes and join the offensive game more. And I saw that it really worked. So I want to add that more and more into my game too. But yeah, like I said, I see myself as an all-around D who can play in every role if needed.
Well, that is music to the Purple Army's ear. I know you're busy. You've got lots to get going for, get planning for that trip to Santorini. But do you have a message for the Purple Army to the fans of the Glasgow Clan as we head into the dog days of summer? And they're going to love you in 77 in that jersey, I know. But do you have a message for the fans as we head into the dog days of summer?
Well, yeah, like I said, I saw your guys how you're supporting the team. So I'm looking forward to play in front of you and do my best and enjoy the summertime. And well, I'll see you guys later.
Well, Juho Rautanen from Helsinki, it has been a pleasure to catch up. It's lovely to talk to you because, as I said, we've We've been together on a broadcast before, but we've never been in the same room before. So I look forward to meeting you and your family in August and September. And we look forward to seeing you wear number 77 in purple this season as you join the other Finns on the roster so far, Teronen and Teppo. But thanks for taking the time to join us here on Clan Chat, and have a great summer and be safe.
Hey, thanks for having me, and enjoy your summer too. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy.